Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight on The Bachelor. Peter and Kelly aren't social distancing and are ruining it for the rest of us. Then, Bachelor Nation is releasing old episodes. But what have Kay and Derek been watching to stay busy? Plus, listen to Kay and Derek break down the women of Listen to Your Heart and find out whether or not they're really there for the right reasons. All that and more. It's our most dramatic episode ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Derek.
And we are back again with another Bachelor Quarantine Edition coming at you via Zoom.
Third episode.
Who knew that we'd be here for three fucking weeks?
You better be quarantined along with us for at least, what is that, like 19 days now?
Oh, until April 30th.
Oh, no, I meant so far. But
oh,
yeah.
So far, I was like, until April 30th, we are here until the end of time.
It's like, it's going to be like construction projects where they say the deadline and everybody knows it's just going to keep getting pushed out. I have no understanding how it's going to be April 30th when you think about what how many people still are, you know, pushing through this. So,
yeah, I'm like, what's another 30 days?
Quick shout out to all healthcare workers, by the way, who are listeners or who aren't listeners, because a lot of those folks are on the front lines of what is essentially close to a literal war against, you know, sickness in this country.
Humanity.
So, yeah. Thank you to all of you.
Yes, definitely. Shout out to all of you guys, because I'm sitting here afraid to even leave my apartment and you guys are out here helping other people. So I am trash and that is it. but we are back for another episode, and honestly, it's hard to process that we're doing this via Zoom. I haven't seen you. I haven't made any human contact. All I've been doing is I've been like literally locking down like my reality shows and my shows that I've been watching.
I finished the Love Island season I was watching, by the way.
Wait, which season were you watching?
It was season two.
Of UK?
Yeah.
Okay. I have been watching later, like most more recent seasons of Love Island, just because they feel more updated.
I'll just say it was really, really good.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. I'm on Love Island season 5 right now. I had already watched season 6, so I'm sort of going backwards. But there's 50 episodes.
I know. It is not a small undertaking. I you're not going out anymore. So I sit down, eat my dinner, and then I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to watch 3 episodes of Love Island before I go to bed.
Love Island is saving my life. I believe that Love Island was made for this moment.
I do. One thing I wish, what I really like they do that I wish we could incorporate somehow, is, well, obviously, like, it has to be more live for this to be a part of the show, but the fact that they get to vote in, like, in conjunction with it
in real time,
yeah,
that's the best part.
Because I feel like shows like there could be like past weeks or something, I don't know, but shows like Paradise or even Listen to Your Heart, right? Because they're couple shows, and then that way it's not about like one person, I don't know, or even in The Bachelor.
The only thing that I think would be hard about Love Island and watching it in real time, like I have not watched it in real time, that would be such a commitment.
Yeah.
I think it's good to like binge watch and not have, I'd rather binge watch it.
Can you imagine?
I mean, it's on five days a week.
5 days a week. That would be crazy. We complain about doing recaps of 2 days of The Bachelor.
I mean, it's still essentially the same amount of time as Love Island. True. So I don't know what I'm saying. But yeah, 5 days a week. but I've been watching that. I impulse purchased. I don't know if I talked about this last episode, but I impulse purchased JoJo's season on Amazon. And everybody's like, oh, my God, where are you watching this? I'm like, oh, I just spent like $20 on it. Don't get it twisted. And then Mike Fleiss.
Exactly. So Mike Fleiss tweeted just the other day on the 24th, said, I'm going to get rid of all the hashtags because he, like the older man that he is, uses a ton of hashtags still.
Love that for him.
Taking it back to like 2015. Bachelor Nation will soon be voting for then watching the greatest seasons in history. And then he hashtagged every single show. Bachelor Nation Mondays are coming soon. So I think what this means is there's going to be some sort of like highlighty, fast forwarded version of the seasons. Do you know what I mean? Like not the like day, week in, week out kind of things. And that way, I guess we're probably going to be able to watch more seasons in a row. But this is obviously a way for them to like replace the fact that The Bachelorette isn't going to be on TV after this, and for them to keep people entertained in the meantime.
Imagine being Claire, 38 years old, finally getting her chance and then getting it snatched away.
What if Claire like finds some guy that she starts dating right now and the whole show has to get FaceTime dates changed, right?
That FaceTime dates are real. And then like
coming soon to The Bachelor near you.
Hey, we're calling it, so we changed the name. We're calling it Isolation Nation.
I like that.
Isolation Nation. But we're getting all of this stuff ready. I'm very nervous. So side note, ladies, gents, whoever's listening, if you are submitting men, please don't do me wrong.
Yeah, go listen to last week's episode. We did a quick interview with Kay on what her likes and dislikes
my
are.
Journey is going to be. But yes, that is happening, all these episodes, which I think is exciting, but I'm also, wait, did you say it's just episodes? Like it's just single episodes?
He said seasons. So
seasons. Okay. Well,
I feel like Chris is going to narrate some new stuff. Bloopers, like a little bit different take than things you've seen before. Because they're going to try and weave in something you haven't, that like thing not seen before on TV. You know what I mean? So that people are encouraged to come and watch. I feel like that's fine.
More dramatic shit. Well, that's the thing. That was my problem with the reason I have been struggling to finish my $20 purchase of JoJo's season is because I'm watching it and I'm like, well, I know what happens.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's hard to rewatch these types of shows. They're not super rewatchable because for sure. You know who wins. You're already spoiled it for yourself. Like, you know who gets in what fight. Like, you might not remember exactly, but you see it all happen and you're like, oh, yeah.
I totally agree.
So I think they have to do something new. And
Wells did the same thing. He and Sarah bought our season, and because he FaceTimed me like last night, it was actually. They were drunk doing his drunk Snapchat for the season again, because he did it, you know, the first time.
Honestly, shout out to them still doing Snapchat. Like, I haven't
I think he's just calling it that. I don't know. Yeah, maybe they're putting on Snapchat.
I mean,
I basically never used Snapchat, to be honest.
I was on Snapchat, but it was basically to like for my Bitmoji. I was using my Snapchat for my Bitmoji.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I liked it. Okay. And then last thing, this happened last week. It was like right after Derek and I stopped recording, or maybe it was the day after, something like that. But Kelly was seen with Peter in Chicago, also with Dustin, who was on Hannah Brown's season.
Yeah. Which, have you noticed that guy is always everywhere, hanging out with somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's super nice, but
have you met him before?
I've never met him.
He must be cool if everybody likes him.
Yeah. But Kelly and Peter are sitting here in Chicago in the middle of this global pandemic. You guys, I'm fuming even talking about this. Mm-hmm. And he's like carrying her around. They're on like the walking near the water. I mean, this is not, I'm going to like get on my soapbox for a second, but like, this is not social distancing. That's it.
How is he even in Chicago?
He flew there.
Right.
Which is even more infuriating knowing that we should not be traveling right now.
Exactly.
Hi. And so you're traveling to another city, getting on a plane, and then you're running around the city with two people who you haven't been with. And the thing is, it's like, yes, you guys might not be showing symptoms, but not everybody's going to be showing symptoms. And say you have it and you don't have any symptoms and you're getting on a plane, you're transmitting it to everyone. And then say the person that you're with ends up having symptoms, like also going on Instagram or being with different people in your home every day mm-hmm. is not social distancing. Just because you're home does not mean that is social distancing. You can't be having brunch every day with different people or doing workouts with different people in your apartment.
Yeah. Social distancing does not mean one-on-one with different people all the time. That means you literally don't see any new people unless you're 6 feet away from them. And also leaving to your point, the thing that's that like, I've heard so many statements and comments about this. It is not about you. It is not about the people you're with. It's like the third and fourth people, right? Because it's who did you catch it from? Who did you hand it to? Whose grandma might die because of that? You know what I mean? Like it's right. not, it, who cares about?
It's about everyone else.
Right. You, it's not just about you. We're in this together. Come on.
No, I haven't had human contact. I'm telling you what. I went to the grocery store the other day and had a full breakdown in the grocery store. You guys have all been seeing my fully very public breakdown on Instagram story. Yeah. But I went to the grocery store and I made this whole like list before I left. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make some recipes. And I have all these things that I need. And first of all, I walk out and I immediately feel gross. And then I get to the grocery store and they don't have a bunch of things that I need. And I'm not mm-hmm. really like I don't cook. I'm not a problem solver. And like in those sort of situations where like, oh, well, they don't have this. I can use this instead.
Obviously I can substitute this. Yeah. Like you come with your little list.
Yeah. So I start like impulse, like grabbing things so I don't cry. And so I like, grab these like bag of marshmallows and I'm like, I don't have hot chocolate. They're coming with me. And now they're going in my coffee. And that's just like,
is that good?
Game changer.
Whoa.
Just saying. Marshmallows in your coffee. Huge game changer. But
I've never done that before.
So
see, it all works out in the end. Kay.
It all works out in the end. So when you guys are rolling me out of my apartment, a month from now, because same I'm though. Turning off I my actually, workout videos.
Did I tell you about my Fitbit app yet with my weight?
Oh my God.
It was going down. I was seriously doing so well. It was like 15 pounds that I had lost. And I had put all of this on at the end of the year. And I was like right at where I wanted to be at, like a good healthy weight where I wasn't too diety and No shit. I have gained all of it back since quarantine. It's oh my God. Literal V. I'll send you the picture of it after this.
And your Fitbit is like full blown attacking you.
But you know what? It's okay. Because
verbally abusing you.
Honestly, you can't care in these times. You know, it's not the focus right now. So I'm not really worried about
your summer body.
Yeah.
Think again.
Uh-huh.
Because that's not it.
But long story long, essentially, Kelly is no longer my MVP because
Meeting
Kelly, non-social distancing, the opposite of what I expect somebody who is in the media educated, the way that Pete is right now.
Grown.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of them, you know, figured should be smart people, but
yeah, like you're supposed to be setting the example. Well, we know Pete's not setting an example.
I almost started to say that, by the way. And then I pulled back cause I was like, okay, never mind.
Yeah. Just kidding. But it's just really frustrating because, you know, a lot of us, especially here in New York, it feels crazy scary here in New York. But, you know, I'm sitting here fully locked up by myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not with anyone else. So like this point of contact is one of the few that I get each week. So if I'm doing this, like y'all need to be doing this too. Like it can't just be a few of us because it won't work if it's not. Anyway, do not forget to follow us on social media because you do not have to be around us to see us on social media. You can follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor, and you can follow us on Twitter at Bachelor Pod, and make sure you rate, review, and subscribe every week. We have, We pick a winner. We pick our favorite review and they will get a mug. What do they get, Derek?
They get mugged.
They get mugged every week. And so our review this week goes to Ginger_Lease, L-E-S-E.
I'll go with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Ginger Lease. Do you want to start us off, Derek?
Yeah, I'm not going to do this one well, but she did write a song for us. So she said, Ginger said, in light of the upcoming Bachelor show, listen to your heart. This is to the tune of Listen to Your Heart. So
groundbreaking Bachelor, listen to your heart. Right. I'm sick.
Listen to the Bachelor when you're in quarantine. Listen to the Bachelor and don't catch COVID-19.
I don't know where you're going, but you better stay home. So listen to The Bachelor if you feel completely alone. Wow, that was fire. Yeah. Ginger Lease, I will be DMing you. So peep your DMs. I'll be sliding into them. That was creepy. Sorry, but I will be.
Okay, that was a killer. What is that called? Where you were like, home. You did the
riff. I'm actually kind of good at riffing, but like one day I'll actually sing for you.
I can see Andy Bernard doing his hand like this as he did that.
Yeah. Oh. Definitely.
I can't wait. Wait, that's going to be my meme preparation for this show. I'm totally going to have a whole bunch of Andy singing.
Just Andy. Ready to roll. That's it.
For sure. Actually,
that's perfect.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHLER10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHLER10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHLER10.
Okay, so this week we are going to be talking about Listen to the Bachelor. Listen, no, that's wrong.
Wait, okay, so the full title of this, because like in prep for us doing this, I was trying to just like see everything that was out there and if there was any little videos and stuff that I was struggling to find it. It's so annoying because the full title is The Bachelor Presents Listen to Your Heart.
That's the title?
It's longer than the longest.
It's not just Listen to Your Heart.
No, it's the full title. The longest title since How I Met Your Mother. So right. I wonder if there was like what am I looking for? Some sort of legal reason basically. That they like a trademark thing that they had to add the Bachelor part because that's the title of a song.
I think that. I also think so people will actually watch it. So they True. Know it's connected to The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. I think it could be like a copyright something issue.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's not just like The Bachelor, : Listen to Your Heart. The Bachelor Presents seems like a lot.
The Bachelor Presents.
So, all right. So this is still going to be hosted by Chris Harrison, if you've seen any of the videos.
Yes.
It's basically the same executive producers, because that's already out there. Mike Fleiss is still involved in this along with, you know, the other EPs that are on most of the shows. So that makes me think at least like it's probably going to be good production quality. You know, we always talk about that's a big reason why The Bachelor is so good.
Right. Right. So this week we're going to break down the women on the show, and then next week we will do the men. And so so ABC released the bios of the men and women, which they're not making that big of a deal about this. Like, I didn't see this. I was like, oh, well, yeah. Whenever they release the bios, and they're like, and then Mike, our producer, who is on the phone right now. What up, Mike?
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
He pointed at, you guys can't see it, but he pointed.
But he pointed.
He's shy.
No, that's fine. But Mike was like, oh yeah, it's already out. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess nobody gives a shit about them.
I know.
So we're going to break down the girls this week and just like tell you a little bit about them, where they're from, what they're doing, what we think about them, predictions, this and that. And then next week we will do the men. Mm-hmm. So I will start us off with our first girl, Becca, which is spelled like Becca M, mm-hmm. B-K-H. That was immediately what I thought. And I almost wrote that down.
That's all I could think of too when I saw that name.
Right. I was like, Becca M.
So Becca's the only musical theater person in this whole show. Did you see her interesting fact that she's never been on an actual date before?
Okay, yes. I saw that she was never on a date, and I found that interesting / weird because, okay, so Becca's 25.
Personally, I say weird more than anything else.
Right.
So like Sydney, who was on Paradise with me, it was just on Colton season. She had never been in a relationship, which people were like, oh, that's so weird. But, you know, she's like moved a bunch and everything. This is very concerning to me.
Never been on a date at 25?
Is this
she just never tried to even talk to someone? I mean,
I know she's a cute girl, and obviously she has a great voice. So this is where I wonder is she, I don't know. Is there like a fan, like a controlling parental thing we're going to hear about? Might she be playing this up and she'll be like, oh, well, this guy I dated once, like, no, we never went on an actual date, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're going to end up hearing some sort of sob story or like embellished story about it wasn't actually, he told me it wasn't a date when I thought it was or right. Something, but like,
she's really been on like 50 dates in her life.
Right. But that, yeah, I found that part very interesting and strange because.
They don't normally talk about that stuff unless it becomes a part of who she is in the show. So she probably talks about it a bunch, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. Same way like people talk about virginity, you know.
But I am excited that she is a musical theater girl because I too am a musical theater girl. And so, but it's very different kind of singing.
Yeah.
Than like, you know, we have the indie pop girls and we have the country singers and we have the arm. It's very, very different than all of these. So I'm interested to see what she's going to be singing, if it's all going to be musical theater stuff or what they're going to end up doing with this. I'm super curious. Who knows? But who knows? The date thing is bizarro. All right. And now we have Bree, who she was previously engaged, which I see that being some sort of storyline, but she's also Mormon, which we haven't seen.
Right.
I don't think we've had anybody on the show that's been Mormon.
Also interesting that she's Mormon, and then also her statement is that she's tired of immaturity and commitment fears of the men. That's like not something, because again, same thing with families. That's like a very family controlled environment where, you know, that's like the next stage of your life. They were like very invested in everything. So I'm surprised that this is like getting the new Mormon experience out here.
Honestly, I need her to sing a song from Book of Mormon or we gotta get off the show.
She's not the musical theater person.
But also, I think Book of Mormon is way too edgy for ABC's
for sure.
Purity. Yeah. There's no way.
I'm gonna say she's beautiful. So,
I mean, she looks like a mix between Tia and Hannah B.
True.
She has like sharp figures like Hannah B, but like has the Tia kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have Cheyenne, and the funny thing that I got about Cheyenne is that she wants to date a musician. She's 23. She's from California, Lawndale, California. But she legitimately wants to date a musician. I'm like, and personally, I could never.
I know.
Like, I was an actor. I didn't want to date an actor.
For sure. She's, well, I love the musician, so.
Right. I in my head, some sort of stability thing. There's like a bell ringing.
Oh, for sure. They keep touting how this is all singles in the music industry or single musicians. To me, there's maybe 5% of musicians I know that aren't single, and they're all in like church bands. They're the ones in relationships. So, the entire music industry is single people.
Right. So that to me, that is.
Don't at me. Obviously, I'm exaggerating.
But I mean, I feel like this is maybe she calls up Jed. I mean, this is Jed's pipe dream.
Yeah, right.
This show is Jed's full pipe dream. Well, like the life.
Yeah, there's a couple 23 and then the 121 year old. To me, that's like the age that people normally get discovered, quote unquote. So I find it interesting, you know, that we have such a huge age range. I wonder what it'll mean for like, sure. people's abilities, you know, because that's like, I think we're going to see two different kinds of people. On the younger side like this, who don't really know like who they are in music and they're just on the show to kind of be on the show, I think, versus like the people who are in their late 20s and 30s who have been singing in dive bars for the last, you know, 8 to 10 years, and that's mm-hmm. like their life is music. I feel like they'll probably be focused more on the music itself.
Yeah, and like, but I also think, are they really here for love? Because then you do have this Jed situation where it's like he went on this show to get exposure for his music career. So it's like,
yeah,
these people are going on the show to get exposure for their music career. And just so happening to find love, or like, is it both, or maybe they just want love and then this is their way to, this is their outlet for their music career on the side. I'm just very confused on how we know if they're there for the right reasons.
I know, right? Yeah. It's like paradise, but like the messy idea of being interested in fame baked into the show. Cause that's literally what they all want to do is be famous singers.
Yeah, this is what it is.
Yeah.
So that brings us to Jamie, who is 21 from Nashville, and she's a pop country singer, and she looks like she is a pop country singer.
Uh-huh. I love that they defined pop country, because like there's a bunch of people on the list who instead of, or like indie pop, everything has pop after it. They're like, these are all pop people, FYI. Just a heads up.
Yeah. just a heads up. So she is the opposite of Becca, because she says that she's been on over 100 dates this year.
Yeah.
With what time?
I know, right?
100 dates? That is almost a third of her year. She's been spending out with randos.
I mean, that just sounds exhausting to me.
That's going to be me the second I get out of quarantine. I'm going on 100 dates. In a row.
You're going to get practice up here with your video dates.
I know. I'm going to start like inching myself closer to human life.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean,
she might meet someone.
So she attended Berklee College of Music, which is no small thing. So,
oh yeah. Berklee's amazing. Like that is like one of the top ones out there.
Yeah, she does live in Nashville, so maybe that's just 100 bachelor parties that she's hung out with in the last year.
Right. Well, I mean, honestly, if you're gonna work in music, you're gonna live in Nashville. Like Taylor Swift lives in Nashville. That's the best. It's the best place to go. Which was my problem with Becca, our first girl, who was like,
in DC.
You know, who's in DC, but she's from Arkansas. And I'm like, if you want to be in musical theater, you should go to New York.
For show.
That's a lot. That's a lot of these girls that are living in these other cities, but and they're trying to start their career. But it's like, well, how are you going to do that in Utah?
Okay, I'm going to challenge you for a second on that, though.
Go, go, go.
That's how American Idol works. Or like, I mean, it was the first to do that, right? They go to like the undiscovered people.
Right. Okay, you're right.
I also, I can't wait to see if some of these people are actually bad singers.
Yeah.
Who
honestly
knows?
It would be a bad move if they didn't put like, but I guess it would be, I guess it would be a bad move if they put bad singers on there.
What was the She Bangs guy?
Remember? William Hung.
Yeah.
The fact that I can say his name on spot.
We need one. We need
How
one.
Did I know that name?
I don't know.
Wow. I don't know either. One of those random, I should put that like in like a bio, like what's a random fact that you just have sitting in your head? William Hung.
Just like, just that.
She bangs.
No context. Yeah.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so we just talked about Jamie. She's been on 100 dates. Now we're going to go to Julia, who is 27. She is from Pennsylvania. Oh, Philadelphia. She has won the Miss Teen Philadelphia, won Miss Philadelphia Teen and Miss Philadelphia, which is very exciting.
And she has cystic fibrosis.
Yes, and she's overcome that.
Yeah, I mean, it's being managed.
I guess managed. Yes, yeah. Managed.
Yeah, because you don't like, it doesn't just go away, which is super cool. I noticed in some of the videos, she's like the primary person talking, which was interesting to me because maybe that means we're going to see her a lot.
Or maybe it's just because she's blonde. I don't know.
Wait.
That could be it.
That's more likely than not it.
That could be it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but so she, I'm interested to see, like, I see these pageant things on a few different people's bios that, yeah, you know, but they're not the big pageants. Like, they're not, I was Miss North Carolina, yeah, or I was Miss Alabama, or like, I was runner up in Miss USA or something.
Yeah, but like, and I'm surprised there isn't just maybe one, because what the two talents are, the two beauty pageants are the Miss USA and then, you know, Miss Universe and then Miss America. Mm-hmm. And the Miss America ones are the ones that usually have a talent. So I'm actually surprised there's not like a singer from that involved.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean,
you're welcome for pageant 101, everybody.
You're welcome for pageant 101. Derek Paith, everyone.
I know that.
I don't know.
Yours is William Hung and mine is, I know a lot about, like, pageants.
Miss pageant things. Okay, so next we have Mariana, and she is 23 from Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. And she's
R&B slash pop.
Right. Her fun facts are very basic dating app bio. Like, she's like, my favorite pastime is going to museums and I love to travel. Who doesn't love to travel? I have been in my apartment for over 2 weeks. I also love to travel.
Wait, how about all of the people? I bet love to travel has added, quarantine has added love to travel to even more people's bios right now on dating apps, because love to travel, just would love to get the
I would
fuck
love
out
to
of
travel
here.
I would love, yeah, to be able, exactly, to travel. I saw on, my friend sent me a screenshot of somebody, some guy's dating app bio, and he was like, what's your 2020 goal? He goes, to leave my apartment. And I was like, relatable. I get that. Okay, so she is 23, Dallas. And
I feel like we're not going to have much to say.
Well, she has a musical family. So I feel like, true, this is going to be drama because, you know, like a stage mom, especially if they're if they've been in the industry, I feel, mm-hmm, like that could be a huge thing with her, mm-hmm, and her family. If that gets to, I don't know if they're meeting families.
I mean, she's got that big Dallas hair in the,
she does,
in the picture. By the way, these are the best photos they've ever had.
Right.
For cast.
I mean, they had time.
By far. True.
But I think they're going to, so with the Bachelorette, whether or not they, that may not happen, they have those original photos that they just like throw out there.
Yeah.
But they always end up having like updated, like, okay, these are what the guys actually look like or what the girls actually look like.
Yeah.
When they're made up in Photoshop.
These look like legit headshots from.
Yeah, versus, they're great.
Versus those, which are like high school yearbook pictures.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so next we have Mel. And you know Mel is definitely going to be one of those like indie pop girls. Or she's indie rock because she has that like color damaged hair.
Yeah, hers is the dark purple, so you know it's indie rock.
Yeah, and it's, you can, it's super.
That's how you can tell the two girls apart. Indie rock, dark purple. Indie pop, bubblegum pink.
Pink. Exactly. But you can see that it's like sort of faded out. Like there's a lot, like she's bleached it so many times. She hasn't really updated it. She doesn't give a fuck. Definitely indie rock girl. She looks super cool. I feel like I would love to get along. Like I would get along with her.
100% want to hang out with her.
Yeah, I would hang with her. But the thing is, she also went to Berkeley, which I wonder if she knows our girl, Jamie. Is that who that is?
Yeah, Jamie. I mean, they're like 6 years apart in age.
Were they really?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Remember, Jamie's a baby.
Right. Jamie's 21.
That might be, actually, that might be the youngest person ever to be on one of these shows.
21?
Yeah.
That is young. Oof. God, I can't relate.
Wait, hold on. Sidetrack. Because Love Island. Sorry, I couldn't think of the name for a second because we're on The Bachelor.
Here for that.
19 and 20 year olds are on that show.
Oh yeah, but Love Island UK, you can drink
right
at what, 18?
I don't even know. Probably.
I think 16. No.
I don't know. There might not even be a drinking age.
I'm looking. There is a drinking age. They're drinking at 12.
No.
Age, so UK. 18 years old, you can drink in the UK.
Okay, but just to back myself up. Dang it! I was gonna. I'm wrong. Never mind.
Shit. Sorry. I'm sorry.
got.
No, but that 21 is very young to be on a Bachelor show. I
for sure.
Think you're right. I don't think anybody has ever been that young. Okay, so we have
Girl Mel from Brooklyn. I can't wait to see her.
Yeah, I'm excited. I would definitely be friends with her for Me sure. Too. Next up is Natasha. She's 33. And listen, I was cackling while reading this bio because Natasha is 33 years old, but in her fun facts, she is full blown bragging about making it to the top 15 teen Miss right. US teen.
This was like 20 years ago, basically.
She won Miss New York Teen USA and placed top 15 at Miss Teen USA. You are 33. Who cares?
I pray to God that she is still talking about this.
She's living in her golden years right now.
Exactly. I can't wait for her to come out with like the Miss Teen New York City. So, I know. Miss New York Teen, yeah.
Been a wild ride since Miss Teen New York, but I'm here living my dreams 15 years later.
I love that she's like travels the world and plays with top international musicians.
Okay. Who?
I don't know. That's all it says.
Our next girl, though, Ruby, actually has played with top musicians. She's 25. This is our bubblegum pink hair, indie Yo. Pop. And she's played. She's from Austin, Texas. She's played with Lady Gaga and Willie Nelson. And she's also performed. She started playing the violin at 2 years old and soon to become the youngest fiddle player to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. That's huge.
Super cool. So the thing that's really interesting to me about this idea of playing with people versus singing, because the show is really about like being a singer and being a musician at the same time. Is going to be what like other kinds of instruments that we don't normally hear that these people can play. You know what right. I mean? Cause the fiddle and violin, those are super difficult instruments to be able to play and versus like, well, how good of a singer, like indie pop seems like a weird thing to transfer that to and the Grand Ole Opry information to, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Definitely. I mean, I'm excited about her.
Me too.
Yeah, Ruby's going to be great. And we have the girl, a girl that has a very similar name after her, Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy is 24 from San Antonio, Texas. And she's a serial dater. Mm-hmm. So Rudy said she's only been single. The only time she's been single is for this past 7 months. The only time she's been single. I know girls like that who literally go from guy to guy and they have just never been on their own.
Yeah, Rudy is going to be the clingy one, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I struggle to...
Quick to fall in love, right?
Yeah, I just struggle to relate to, you know, going from guy to guy because, I mean, it takes me a long time to figure out if I like that guy enough to... Like, how do they find someone so quick?
Rudy's going to be the one where they sing, because this is about what does singing a song together mean to you? She's going to sing one song.
Everything.
And every single song. I can really feel like we have a connection that I've never felt before. That's going to be every single guy.
I know. I mean, that's fine. I just can't relate. It really blows my mind that you can go from guy to guy. Not that that's a problem. I just truly have never been able to do that. And I have tried, but it just doesn't work. She also once texted her ex-boyfriend. She waited till her ex-boyfriend fell asleep and she used his finger to break into his phone and she found receipts. So Rudy also is crazy. And I love that.
That's such a good little tip for everybody.
I know. I can't wait to see. I hope that gets brought up sometime.
But like now it's actually even easier if you think about it to sneak in now, because you don't need to like touch their finger to something. You could just hold the phone up to their face.
Yeah.
So there's no way that they're going to even know.
If a guy broke into my phone, I would not be okay. Mm. I would be so angry. Not that there's anything to find. My phone is very boring. It's just like packed with Instagram stories, but
mm-hmm.
privacy.
You know what? So here's my thing on that. Obviously if there's something new that's going on and like you feel something weird, I don't know. I kind of like I'm split down the middle on whether that's okay or not. You know, like if there's something that somebody is totally, if you're like ready to end it, that means you're, when you throw that Hail Mary, there's no winning or losing, there's no like long-term relationship. You're either winning or losing in that situation.
But
the worst thing you could do is the worst thing that there's a reason I'm like, I'm always concerned about that is somebody could scroll down to like some ex-girlfriend that I dated a couple years ago that maybe just texted me to say, hey, hope you're doing well and not, you know, sick during coronavirus, and then scroll down to things that happened like months and years ago. And now you're just looking for pain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're hurting your own feelings.
Yeah, stay away from that.
But also, like, why are they reaching out?
People, I don't know. Do you don't?
Text my ex-boyfriends.
I don't like actively, but it's every once in a while. Maybe
if
like once every couple months.
Texted me like an ex-boyfriend from like a while ago. If he texted me, I would be so weirded out.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
And maybe I just haven't had any good breakups.
Yeah, there's some I definitely are would just not even answer, but then there's some who would like we became friends afterwards, so it just depends. Yeah.
Noted. I'm gonna take a page from your book.
Anyway, last person. Yeah, exactly. Savannah.
Go ahead.
Hold on. I'm moving my thing over here to her. Okay, so Savannah's 25, tried the corporate world, but then ended up quitting and moving to, guess where?
Nashville.
But she's acoustic pop.
Acoustic pop. So all these people are very different. I don't know if we have had a lot of repeats. Like we've had a few R&B girls and a few pop girls, but a lot of people have been different. Hopefully they'll like push them to different genres.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
That it's less about them all having the same kind of music that they like.
Pop voice or whatever.
For sure.
Although
that's a big thing to me. And I would assume that people would sing the kind of music that they like. A big thing for me is whether we can listen to the same music.
Oh yeah. You know what I mean? Okay. That I agree with that. I think listening to the same music is more important than singing this. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess whatever.
Or I shouldn't say necessarily being like your first choice, but enjoying it at least.
Yes, exactly. You don't want to like date somebody who like they put on their music that they like and you're absolutely loathing it.
I've done that once. There was somebody I dated who like their whole focus too was they were always just trying to find, they were trying to discover new musicians and just constantly share it with people. And so there was so many times where I was like, this is not good. It's just new.
Let me listen to Dua Lipa and be done with it. Like that's what I'm going to listen to.
I'm going to put my Goo Goo Dolls playlist on for the 10,000th time and be happy. Yes.
I'm sick. Savannah, she has a nose piercing, which I don't think we've seen a lot of these. Jamie,
the one had the one in the middle.
And she wasn't there very long. So I don't know how long the nose piercing is going to last, but I want to know where she moved from, because it says she's a Southern girl, but it doesn't say where she moved from to go to Nashville. Did she just move from like one city in Tennessee to Nashville, or did she move like, you know, from, you know, made a big jump? But I guess leaving the corporate world and going into music is a big jump regardless.
Yeah. The dream. That's the dream, Kay.
It is sort of the dream
of so many people So many people who have a guitar on their wall. That's the dream. Like, they come home from their corporate job. One day I'm going to move to Nashville.
And I'm going to write a song about working in a cubicle.
And then I'm going to go on The Bachelor.
That's it. That is the dream. All right, guys. Well, the show comes out on Monday, April 13th at 8 p.m. Next week, we'll be back and we'll be talking about all of the guys on the show, which I think we're all way more interested in anyways. So we'll be breaking down all of those people. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod, and rate, review, and subscribe so we can pick your review each week. And so you can what, Derek?
Get mugged.
So from now on, until next week, I will be here in my apartment, and hopefully you guys will be doing the same.
We do have to do a hangout sometime with this stuff.
We definitely do. Maybe we'll record an episode and I'll like not look crazy.
Same.
Okay, cool. All right, guys, we will see you next week.
Until then,
bye.
The Bachelor Podcast is hosted by Kay Brown
and Derek Pape. Our editor is Mike Coscarelli.
Our podcast managers are Sean Kilby and Mike Coscarelli. Social media by Kay Brown.
Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter.
Betches.